This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, September 29th, 2017. I'm Marc Boulanger. The report this week is dedicated exclusively to the struggles of African workers and their unions to stop billions of dollars being stolen from the continent. This is Radio Labour. In South Africa this week, thousands of workers walked off the job to demonstrate against widespread corruption, the takeover of state activities by business interests, and illicit financial flows of money out of the country. The demonstrations were organized by COSATU, the Congress of South African Trade Unions, and the South African Communist Party. COSATU and the Communist Party are part of a coalition with the governing African National Congress, the ANC. But they have lately been distancing themselves from the ANC and its president, Jacob Zuma. Becky Ninshali-Inshali is COSATU's general secretary. He spoke at a media conference before the demonstration started about corruption in the country and state capture of government activities by an elite network, including business people.
South Africa is not a poor country. Its citizens are poor because poor governance and as a result of state capture and corruption. The administration, as led by the ANC president Zuma, has and continued to preside over economic contradiction and job losses. Corruption has become endemic under this administration. The revelation by the Public Protector Report on State Capture that show that this current South African administration has been captured and that there is a network of predator elite that is engaged in looting of state resources. This call for all of us as workers and citizens to stand up and push back against this rot. This strike is about mobilizing against the predatory elite. We are pushing for an appointment of Commission of Inquiry that will help unearth the extent of this rot and help us to ultimately dismantle this network. There must be a process to identify all those involved in the state capture, and they all need to be blacklisted. We demand that the private and public sector institution must refuse to deal with predatory elite and in particular cancel all commercial dealings with the implicated individuals. The money that will be recovered should be redirected to implement projects addressing the plight of workers, the working class and the poor. The time to reclaim the electoral mandate that we gave to the ANC is now. There is no messiah who will come and rescue us from the state capture and the cancer of corruption. But it is our collective effort that will put a stop to this.
One of the issues which provoked the demonstrations in South Africa was the loss of billions of dollars which flow out of the country because of what are called illicit financial flows, or IFFs. And, as it happens, union representatives from Africa were touring the United States this week to publicize the problems caused by IFFs. The tour was organized by the Solidarity Center, an international workers' rights organization allied with the AFL-CIO Labor Federation. One of the unionists participating in the tour was Caroline Kamati Mugala. Ms. Mugala is the executive secretary of the East Africa Trade Union Confederation. I asked Ms. Mugala to describe illicit financial flows.
In simple terms, illicit financial flows basically means illegal movement of money or capital from one country to another. And when I say illegal movement of money, we are talking about things like, you know, a drug cartel using trade-based money laundering techniques to mix legal money from sale with illegal money, or when you're talking about an importer using trade misinvoicing to evade customs duty, VAT, or income tax. And I will give a good example in Tanzania, whereby I think 2 weeks ago, there was a consignment of diamond that was seized at the airport, and the government is going to repossess that consignment because the government says the company underreported the value of the diamond. or we are talking about, you know, corrupt public official using an anonymous shell company or bank account, you know, to siphon money from a particular country, or, you know, money that is being lost through human trafficking or terrorism. So basically, that's what illicit financial flows is.
How much money is leaving Africa because of these illicit financial flows?
In general, around 192 billion leaves Africa every year. That is through illicit financial flow being one of it, one of the ways money leaves Africa, vis-a-vis 134 billion that we received.
Another unionist participating in the U.S. tour about illicit financial flows was Akator Jewel Odiji, the coordinator of human and trade union rights of ITUC Africa. The ITUC, the International Trade Union Confederation, is the global body which represents national labor centers such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress. I asked Mr. Odiji why unions in Africa were fighting so hard to stop illicit financial flows.
The question of reversing or stopping IFF is a workers' issue, it's a trade union issue, it's a community issue. Because like we have seen, IFF is a missed opportunities, opportunity costs for our people, opportunities to grow jobs, opportunity to pay fair wages, opportunity to defend the human rights of our people through effective public service delivery, opportunities to reverse poverty when oftentimes, when government is in short need of resources, they quickly think of raising our consumption taxes, which, you know, sales tax, value-added tax, which oftentimes hurts the poor more than the wealthy. It's why we are involved with this.
ITUC Africa has for years been fighting illicit financial flows and campaigning for tax justice. Kwasi Aduamankwa is the General Secretary of ITUC Africa. He was asked a while back what labor unions can do to help stop illicit financial flows.
What unions can do is to bring their muscle to support this campaign. How much tax gets lost through what is described as the illicit financial transfers? First of all, we need to educate ourselves fully and show, you know, the kinds of public services that the state is not able to undertake because it doesn't have the requisite resources. And to demonstrate that if we pursue the path of tax justice and the taxes which have to be paid by these multinational companies are paid properly, that the state is pushed to fulfill its responsibilities to the people, especially in the critical areas of health and education. I think the first challenge is the need for us to get enough information to understand what the issue is about, to understand the various devious means by which monies that are owed to the state are siphoned out of our countries. We need to understand that very clearly. And then we also need to understand what the state should do that it is not doing because it doesn't have the appropriate resources, and to be able to explain all this fully to our people. And I think if the issue is posed in terms especially of public services in the area of education and health, because everybody needs that. I mean, what can anybody do without education? What can you do without a healthy population? Look at us in Africa today and the kind of public health menace that we face is because our states are weak and are not able to live up to their responsibilities. We need to explain all this first to our membership in ways that our people understand fully. And then on the basis of that, we can mobilize for action and make the necessary demands of our state. Because if we make the demands and they are clear and our states know that we understand what we are talking about, I believe that we can move in the right direction.
Extended versions of the interviews heard in this edition of the World Report can be heard on the Radio Labor website at www.radiolabor.net. And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.